Hello guys, how are you doing today? I'm Ahmed and this is episode 7 of Unhappy Podcast. In this episode we will have Maria Kamb English Dictionary words. Also, I will introduce you one of our project in Unhappy Family. And at the beginning, let's listen to our volunteers. They have very funny story about language for us.
Hello everybody, my name is Michaela and I'm a volunteer. I made a mistake when I worked at the barber and explained to a lot of people who didn't speak English very well how the system works, and then another guy came and I also explained to him in very easy English how the system works, but then he got really mad because he was like, I'm a native speaker and blah, and I was like, oh my god, I'm sorry. And then he was like, why do you treat me like I'm dumb? And I was like, oh my god, I'm really really sorry. And then we both had coffee and we shared and it was fine, and yeah. So this is my funny story.
You was new.
Yeah, it was my first day.
Hi, I'm Vivian and I'm a volunteer at One Happy Family. My story about learning a language that had a misinterpretation was when I was learning Spanish and I was in Spanish class and I was trying to say that I'm embarrassed. Like, I'm very embarrassed. And then I just kept saying, Estoy embarazada. And the teacher was like, what? You're pregnant? And I was like, no, embarrassed. And then she said, okay, and in Spanish, the word for pregnant is embarazada, and it's not for embarrassed. So.
My name is Julie Strzeleski, and I'm from Vancouver, Canada, and I've been with One Happy Family for 3 weeks. I love it here. I really love everyone, and I'm really enjoying teaching English. And my students work very hard, and they also make me laugh. They're very funny sometimes, because sometimes they use the wrong English word. So, and sometimes it's very confusing when I'm trying to meet them. For example, one student wrote me on WhatsApp, and he said, we have to talk about the bat situation, he said. But he actually meant bad situation, B-A-D. But he wrote B-A-T like a bat. So I thought, oh no, there's bats that fly. I was like, oh, this is very bad. So it shows, you know, one letter, but it makes a big difference. Many times this has happened, examples like this. Like, for example, another time, one of my students said, meet me at the board. B-O-A-R-D. I was like, where's the board? What's a board? A board is just a piece of wood. So I said, I don't know where to meet you. And he said again, the board. But what he meant was the boat, B-O-A-T. So it just shows it's very good to practice our English and languages so that we don't confuse each other and we can find each other and it'd be less stressful.
Hello, I'm Lily. I'm from London in England. Or Britannia, as we call it here. And I'm here for 5 weeks volunteering with One Happy Family in the Women's House and also helping with Sport for Refugees.
So the first time I came out to Greece, someone told me that thank you very much in Arabic is Shakran Habibi. So I was distributing food and clothes and saying to everyone at the end of it, Shakran Habibi, and going up to families and old men and saying, Shakran Habibi. And people kept giving me really weird looks. And then I said it in front of an Arabic English person and they said that Shakran Habibi means thank you, my love, which explains the weird looks from the old men.
We have a lot of workshop and project in One Happy Family. Do you know what was professional skills workshop?
Hi, I'm Danielle and I run two impact consultancies with a very strong objective and mission to promote social inclusion, integration, and empower society to know and share their needs and ambitions.
Yeah, and my name's Cliff, and I've been working in education for around about 15 years. So This now involves professional skills development training incorporated with language needs and coaching.
Yeah, I think we wanted to focus the workshops around, you know, identifying skills, sharing skills, understanding their skills, even knowing what skills they have to bring to the communities they're living in, their new communities now, but also the future of their asylum process. Mm-hmm.
So yeah, we started with getting some a general idea of what variety of jobs and experience people have had, and we were amazed, you know, how much people had done and to the high levels and standards was there. So the reaction was very positive already. People feeling very pleased that they were a very mixed group that had so many skills to offer. People started discovering more about themselves and really the characters that they are.
And then working with you guys on the digital skills, you know, empowering their access to media, computers, emails, showing them that creating a CV digitally is important, how to keep it updated, and then including all those dimensions that Cliff mentioned. So personal skills, work experience, digital skills, and yeah, that basic information, what their ambition is, where they see themselves, mm-hmm. where they want to go to maintain.
Also, we were able to actually produce simple basic CVs, and these were not just a record of what they have done and what their ambitions are, but it really was received in providing empowerment, getting a clear idea that they are very much employable in the future. When we look at the ambition compared to previous positions, often they are very similar or the same. A lot of, for example, it could be someone that's had experience in as a tailor or experience, let's say, as a cook. Then often they're very interested in transferring those skills to here. But we also see it's quite common for professions such as in the medical industry, to be a doctor, especially with young people. They have very high aspirations, which we think is great, but also backing it up with some of the skills that they already have.
That they're happy to work, but they're also happy to continue education if they need to. Mm-hmm. And I think what's really important with what we do with the workshop is managing their expectations. When you're living on this island and you don't know what your future is for maybe months, sometimes even years, it makes you feel that you're in a setting where you're empowered. You are sharing your information, you are gaining new skills, and you don't feel that you're a refugee or a visitor. You just feel that you're a learner and that you're gaining skills and sharing skills.
So any of the group work that we do, it seems as though everyone's sort of supporting each other in the approach to the workshops to get as much as they can out of them.
A nice mix from Syrian, Iraq, Iran, Afghanistan, think Congo, Cameroon, Liberia. So that's really what's special about the workshops, is they learn their different working cultures, and they mix those cultures and identify how they can work better within the different cultures to make something new mm-hmm. and innovative.
Mm-hmm. Now we are going to review some essential vocabulary words from Maria English Dictionary, a survival kit vocabulary words, if you will. Knowing these few words, you will absolutely be ready to communicate your basic needs and wants in and around Moria.
Alibaba.
Driving from the classic folktale 40,000 Arabian Nights, Alibaba is used generally to mean to steal. Be careful with your phone, Alibaba.
Big Alibaba.
I don't usually make Alibaba, but there is one thing, I'm a big Alibaba from fruits. This I always make big Alibaba.
No line, no food.
It means you have to go to the back.
No fight, no food.
It means if you want food, you have to throw some elbows.
Go to the line.
It means you will wait for your turn.
No problem.
When you want to go to the toilet and you have to stay in the line, it's no problem.
Problem.
When you want to go to the toilet, you have to stay in the line and there is no water. It's problem.
Big problem.
When you want to go to the toilet, you have to stay in the line. After you use the toilet and you want to wash yourself, but water stopped working. It's big problem. This was episode 7 of Unhappy Podcast. See you next week. Bye.